to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt with Morning Devotions. Human nature is a funny thing. We constantly preoccupy ourselves with thoughts of things that we don't have in the experiences we think we're missing out on. So it's human nature, I think, to take things for granted. When things are going well, we often don't think how fortunate we are. We go through a difficult time, and once that difficulty's gone, we kind of get complacent, don't we? And we forget what it was like when we went through a tough spell. What I'm saying is we take things and people for granted, and even take life for granted. Maybe we should be saying, I will enjoy the little things in life because one day I know that I will look back and realise they were the big things. You can't take anything for granted. Every day is a precious gift. Learn to appreciate what you have before time makes you appreciate what you did have. So here's a question. Am I enjoying each day that God has given me? Am I loving Him? Am I loving other people? Am I loving my own life? Am I doing something with this life that I've been blessed with? Am I following my heart? Am I doing anything to influence the world around me? Am I making a difference? It was the author Francis Chan who said, "Nothing you do in this life will ever matter unless it is about loving God and loving the people He has made." Now, there's a challenging thought. Living in a family can cause problems. There can be friction. Like the woman who wrote to Billy Graham and began by telling him how fortunate she was to have a kind and considerate husband. And then she used four pages of the letter to list all his faults. So how many marriages and other relationships grow cold and eventually are shattered because of this sin of ingratitude? There's a terrific passage from Ecclesiastes 11, and Solomon, called the preacher, said, "It's good to be alive." This is Ecclesiastes 11, 7 to 9. "It's good to be alive. Nothing on earth is more beautiful than the light of the morning sun. Don't take a single day for granted. Take delight in each light-filled hour. Even if you live to a ripe old age, you should try to enjoy each day," he said, "because you will die, and then darkness will come. It will last a long time. Enjoy life while you're young. Be cheerful, be happy, and relish your youthful vigour. Follow your impulses and do whatever your heart leads you to do. Do whatever you want. Find pleasure in what you see. But don't forget," Solomon said, "that God will judge you, and you'll have to answer to God and give an account for everything you do in your life." That's from the Bible, Ecclesiastes 11. And Jesus said that the first and greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And the second commandment is, love your neighbour as yourself. So in our own lives, there's so much going on, it's probably impossible to notice everything that's going on. If we go about our routine, it was Ralph Waldo Emerson, the poet, who said that if the stars come out only once a year, everybody would stay up all night to look at them. True, we've seen the stars so often, we don't bother to look at them anymore. We've become accustomed to the stars. We've become accustomed to the blessings. So in the hustle and bustle of every day, it's very easy to forget about God and all that He's blessed us with. To take things for granted simply means to not say thanks. It's all about valuing what you know you should do. There's a saying going around recently that says, "What if today you woke up with the only thing that you thanked God for yesterday?" Well, that's a sobering thought, because what if yesterday you took the blessings for granted? Yesterday you didn't thank God for a single thing. That would be pretty sad. I think the best way to deal with gratitude is to live according to God's will, and that you want to honour Him with your life, devote your life to God. That can be hard. I'm not saying it's easy. It can mean sometimes turning away from sinful behaviour and your own vision. You've got to do some things you may not want to do, but God will certainly bless your life. Heavenly Father, I ask the question, what am I taking for granted? Help me, Lord, to be aware of today's rich blessing, and I look forward to sharing it with others. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.